If you're feeling stuck and losing hope, this story might change the way you see recovery. This is a story from a member in our recovery program who shares their journey. They'll share their most debilitating symptoms, what helped, and what advice they would give someone who's on a similar path. This interview is moderated by one of the mentors in our recovery program, and I really hope it inspires you.
I maybe had like 30 symptoms a day. I lost almost like 30 kilos. I didn't have one single day without symptoms. Wow. So that was almost like living in a nightmare. I've done everything. Cold showers, cold bath, different kind of medications, 35 different supplementations. Nothing of that works. I never thought I could get to the stage I am now. I would be happy if I just can live my life again and not be inside the apartment the whole time. Now it goes like 4, 5, 6 weeks, I don't have a symptoms. And I actually started the business 5 weeks before ending the course. I already have like more than 10 clients. When you have the day I am having today, you will become grateful for everything you have been taught, but you will also have a core value inside that you nailed something that wasn't possible.
Hey everybody, welcome to the channel. My name is Shiv. I'm one of the mentors in the Bye Bye Panic program, and I have the privilege and the honor of sitting with an outstanding member who resides all the way in Sweden, and his name is PA Nilsson. Hey PA, how are you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right, Shiv.
Whatever background stuff you would like to share as well about yourself. We know you're from Sweden, but family life, whatever you'd like to share.
I'm 51 years old. I'm married to a wonderful wife. We've been together for like 30 years. I've been doing a hell of a lot of things in my life. I started out, I've done all kinds of sports you can do. Okay. And then we have to do a mandatory military service. So I did a little longer one. So I did a little bit more specialized there.
Over there in Sweden, yeah?
Yeah. And okay. I did the marksman's version. So like a sniper version.
Wow.
And after that, I'm a pharmacology major.
Okay. Okay.
And after that, I worked at Karolinska Institute. Afterwards, doing my PhD. Mm-hmm. And I already back then, I worried a lot for things, you know, and I started ruminating. And that's more like 20 years ago, a little bit more than 20 years ago, actually. So I had like episodes of a lot of doubt and fear and stuff like that, and not becoming a great success, you know, and stuff like that in life. So I think I started doing those like micro habits, the bad ones. Mm-hmm. Quite early, when I was maybe like 26, 27, around there, my father died, and also my mentor at university died within 3 months afterwards.
Oh.
Yeah, and he was like almost like a grandfather to me. So I stopped the PhD early and started working as a teacher. And after that, the teaching position was really good at start, but then the school turned into more like a ghetto school.
Ooh, right.
So it was a lot of threat about violence and even actually straight up kill threats.
Wow.
Yeah. In the end. So then I got sanitized the first time. So I was maybe like 33 when I was at home for maybe 12, 13 months. But I healed up on my own somehow. I don't know how. And that's probably why we are talking. Right. Because if you don't know how can you duplicate it again? So, but it was more like DPDR and depression kind of stuff.
Okay.
The first time around, I didn't have any physical symptoms whatsoever. But then after I came out of that, I started working in sales and also in the safari business. So I traveled to Africa a lot and hunted and fished with people there. And so I did quite a dangerous job and I didn't think about that much. But after like 7, 8 years ago, back we go again. So then I was in a new cycle, but got out again after like 6, 7 months. And then now, like 1 year ago, it really hit. And this, the third time, it was like, you know, the American jail system. First time it's okay, second time it's okay, third time you're going down the drain, man. So I had immense amounts of symptoms. It was crazy. And I had them not like a lot of people speak about in the program. And I know you had the same as me, Shiv. So I had something, I think like the worst weeks in January and February, I maybe had like 30 symptoms a day. And a lot of them at the same time.
Wow.
So I had like
What were some of your biggest symptoms out of all of those?
the
What was
worst
really the
thing.
ones that, like the Goliath symptoms that
Yeah,
really hit you?
at first it was the DPDR. That was terrible because I didn't know if I was on planet Earth, man. It was like I was spaced out like crazy. So and I had really bad intrusive thoughts at the same time. And I had a lot of physical symptoms at the same time. So that was almost like living in a nightmare, it felt like. Because I resisted it all the ways you can resist anxiety back then.
Really?
I tried to, especially a lot, re to re regulate it with training and excessive training. I've been into powerlifting and bodybuilding for my whole life since I was like 15, 16 years.
Okay.
So I increased the training to maybe like 15, 20 sessions a week.
Wow.
Yeah, so because I felt less anxiety after each shift, but then at night it came back worse. So I was like,
Okay.
maybe this isn't working,
So you started to use it as a distraction technique kind of thing.
yeah, for sure, man. And it's also at the same time I had really terrible indigestion problems. So I ate maybe like between December and March, I maybe ate 800 calories a day. I couldn't hold up more than that inside. So I lost almost like 30 kilos, so 65 pounds.
That's a lot in a short space of time too, right?
Yeah, and it was a lot of muscle. So it also put a strain on my kidneys and stuff like that. So I had a lot of pain in my kidney area. And then, Mr. Anxiety has a field day. So, but it was like I had them all. It was so many different symptoms. It was, it's almost like crazy to think about it now, because now it goes like 4 or 5, 6 weeks. I don't have a symptoms. Then I have like a short training camp, 1, 2 days, and then it's gone again. So, but back then it was 24/7 between the 5th of December. And I joined the program, I think it was the 15th of May. And I didn't have one single day without 24/7 symptoms.
So months of just
Yeah,
living
5 months.
in chaos, storm inside, where you just, man, I would not wish this on my worst enemy type of feeling, like.
I actually told my wife that. I said, I don't even want Stalin to have this.
You mentioned him.
Yeah, so then it's bad, man. I'm a Swede. We didn't like Stalin a lot.
You're
So,
right.
but it was like the worst thing you can possibly imagine feeling wise, especially when you're closed up and you can't feel any feelings. Because I realized that afterwards that that was my main issue,
How was that in terms of the impact on like family life, living, working, all the many things you're involved in?
It was mayhem because at first I got sick leave from work for like 2 months, but I couldn't handle being on my own at home. So I went back to work like part time, but it was so I got worse DPDR at work. So I got so afraid, and I was working as I sold guns actually for a living, like hunting rifles. And having DPDR and signing like really important forms to the police isn't that good. So I actually had to have one of my friends at work ha had to be with me all the time when I did the business because I didn't trust my own eyes, So, and after a while it got even worse. My wife actually had to come every day after she stopped working. She came to my work because I worked late. Before. So she came to, after her work, she came to my work and sat with me for like 4 or 5 hours before we can go home.
Wow.
It was pretty bad, man. And it was, yeah, I couldn't handle being alone for maybe an hour.
And that
Then
definitely hurts.
I had to have that, contact with somebody I trusted, and it was mainly
Yeah.
my, like my wife, my brother, and my mother. So.
Yeah.
So it was tough on them,
Yeah,
really tough.
definitely. And it would have been tough on you too, because
Yeah,
how
hell
do
yeah.
you go from this very confident bodybuilder, go-getter,
Yeah.
A-type personality, this
Yeah.
guy who just talks to everybody, rallies everybody around,
Yeah.
to getting such a huge confidence hit where can't stay home too long, can't be by yourself too long, can't. That would have been really tough, man.
It felt like I think I've had really good self-confidence normally my whole life, but I think I've had really bad core confidence my whole life. So when that, superficial self-confidence melted away because of the disorder, so to speak, it was like I was left with nothing.
Yeah, man.
It was nothing inside, because I was standing. My legs were standing on that I was good at my work, I was good with training, I was good with, like superficial stuff. But inside it was like hollow because I didn't dare to feel any feelings like sorrow and grief and sadness and stuff like that for a long time, man. So
Yeah.
when you got hit by that, when it comes all at once, you get all the feelings just rolling in. You know the feeling, man.
Yep.
And it's like
Floodgates are
And
open.
yeah, and if you have resisted that for 30 years
Oof.
and it all comes, then you're in the tsunami, man. It's like
Yeah. Wipe out.
it feels like tons of water just crashing over you. It's not a pleasant feeling. You can tell it like that. But it's also it's so strange because now I realize that maybe that was what it took for me to get whole again.
Right.
So it's before I didn't even want Stalin to have it, and now I think it's probably a blessing actually that I got hit that hard because I'm a really stubborn human being. I'm more than stubborn. It's like a military bodybuilder personality all in one, so
Yeah.
it's yeah, I'm too stubborn for my own good sometimes, so I had to get humbled a bit, I think.
I gotcha.
So
It happened for you, not to you.
exactly.
And it really helped with this transformation
Yeah.
that was necessary for your life, yeah?
Yeah, and necessary for a lot of people that are going to watch this and they think everything else is to blame and everything. And one of the best things about this program is that you learn that you have to take 100% responsibility of your own life, your own actions, and your own response. And you can't blame other things or other people for what you are experiencing. And I think my whole life before, I was that person that I didn't show it to people. But deep inside, I was that little victim, and even if I looked like a big dude and everything, and everybody thought you were supposed to be that kind of personality inside, I never was that. So it was almost like it was always a conflict between the inner and the outer. And that is not a good thing to live with, for a long time. So I'm, at first, when I got into this cycle, I because it was like a emotional storm coming in, but that was only the sensitization process, because
Right.
I had a lot of friends that got sick at the same time, and two in my near family got really sick at the same time, and so I thought it was that, and I was traumatized, and blah 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 blah
Ah, right.
blah. But that was only the sensitization of the nervous system. Everything else was that I was always, pulling away from every hard thing,
Right. Resisting, fighting,
Yeah,
resisting
all the
coping
time, man.
techniques.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And coping techniques and all that stuff, I've tried it all, man. It's
Yeah.
I've done everything. Cold showers, cold bath, winter baths, six, seven different kind of medications, 35 different supplementations. I've done that fake vagus nerve thing, you know, with electrical stimulator. I've done all kinds of stuff, man.
Wow. Well,
And
you're
it,
definitely sharing.
nothing of that works.
You're sharing some very powerful stuff, P, that a lot of people, I'm sure, can relate by. And just already a few minutes into this video, I know it. It's a whole lot of hope.
Yeah.
The other persons out there who's saying, "Oh, maybe I am so stubborn. That's why I'm here." Or
Yeah.
maybe right? Or there's some
Yeah.
people who are saying, "Man, you know, I'm fearful of that transformation. What does that look like?" Or,
Yeah.
"Oh, maybe this is really a good thing, but how do I change that perspective?" And I know you're a person that had so many mindset shifts, but to get to this transformation, and we want to definitely hear more about
Yeah.
what are some of the things you tried to overcome this. But before we even get in that direction, tell us, you mentioned most of your adult life
Yeah.
episodes and struggles, but then that last real cycle and spiral is where it was like, man, stuff hit the fan and I gotta get help. So we know what some of your biggest symptoms were now. How did this actually all start? Maybe from the recent cycle. What happened?
It was that emotional storm with all the people that got, you know, sick in my vicinity, and I was actually thinking about three and four of those people who were going to die, actually. It
Okay.
ended up not dying, any of them.
Okay.
So that was good. But the problem is when you have that perfect storm coming at you. And I saved the old man at the local drugstore like 7 months before. So, and I got electrocuted, you know, from the when we put his heart going again.
Oh, okay. That's interesting. I didn't know that story about you.
No,
Wow.
I haven't told that one actually. So, and that I didn't talk to my wife about it, and I felt like shit after doing it
Wow.
because it almost like felt like my heart got a jolt, and my
Yeah.
one yeah, and one of my biggest symptoms, or like fears more actually, was dying early from a heart attack or a sudden heart death or something like that, because both my father and my uncle died before 60 out of that.
Right.
So that was probably one of the things that drove me into the cycle as well,
Yeah.
because I worried, yeah, for maybe like 25, 27 years about that. A
Wow, that's
lot.
a long time, man. That's
Yeah.
like 3 decades of fear, worry, concern
Yeah.
surrounding it.
So you know, and those small, like micro habits you build up against stuff like that really hurts your mind, you know. That's what gets you into the cycle.
Yeah, it
And
sounds like it's been there since then.
it's actually, you can't blame any act or any event that happens in your life. It's how you respond to the feelings that come after that event. And I didn't want to feel them, so I got angry instead, blah 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 blah.
Right,
So
replacing it with different
yeah, it was
things.
way easier to become angry than sad. So I was angry for a long time. So, and that's not either good for the heart, you know, and the mind. So,
Right.
it happened a lot, and I was really not happy at work because I didn't feel like. Was my mission early in life was to help other people. And I worked in a really selfish industry for like 12, 13 years, where it
Wow.
was only the budget, you know. So I didn't feel like I helped anybody.
Yeah.
And that was also really like a social, I think it's called social dissociation. Like
Okay.
you want to be one person, but you're always acting in another way. And that is not good for the soul or mind, you know. So it was all that plus all those things that happened at once.
Yeah.
So I st the first actually that I had as a symptom was actually almost like rashes, like psoriasis.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, but it wasn't. And it was also, I think I had like 10 panic attacks, maybe or like seven before I got into the cycle, really. And I
Wow.
went to the hospital all the time, you know,
Yeah.
like so many others. So, and it was so strange because I wanted them to check my heart out for real. So At the end, I met a doctor that actually put me into a scientific study. So
Okay.
they checked everything, man. It was like they did two different kind, one PET scan, one CAT scan. They did high contrast ultrasound. They checked me out like you never get that kind of care in Sweden.
You were the
It
lab
is like,
rat. You were the lab rat, the guinea pig.
yeah, you
Yeah.
know, it's maybe like $300,000 worth of checkups, you know. So
Wow.
it's and they checked all the values, and I he was like, when everything was finished and I was sitting with the head of the department here, was like, you're the healthiest 50-year-old person I've had in here in 10 years. You
And
have
how
this.
did that make you feel hearing that?
Yeah, it was strange because, you know, sitting there, I was like, damn, man, I'm healthy. And
Right.
then I woke up the next day and I felt worse. That's when it hit me. It
Yeah.
was like, if this isn't the heart, what the hell is it? It is like, how can I feel like this waking up? I know I'm healthy. 1,000% sure. You know, like,
Yeah.
and that's when just a couple of days later, I got relieved from work and was home on sick leave after that. And then everything just spiraled, you know.
Yeah.
So it was actually when I thought I was home safe, that's when it started for real. So I think actually that was like the turning point. That's when I
Right.
got into the full cycle.
So then accepting that it's anxiety, somebody like yourself who's that strong-minded, strong-willed, strong in body, accepting this word anxiety, what was that like for you? Like, okay.
I couldn't. It was like impossible shift. It was I talked to my wife about it, and she's like, but you don't need to go to the hospital again now. It's like they checked everything on you. Yeah, but it's still something wrong. I feel it inside. But don't you think you're worried about something, or do you have like, do you feel anxiety? Or hell no, I don't feel no anxiety.
Yep, that sounds about right, being stuck on this or just doubting, because anxiety is doubt, right? But then you start recognizing, man.
And that's also the problem when you start to get those like more advanced symptoms like
That's right.
DPDR, and you get those thoughts and
The mental stuff.
the mental stuff, and it's like you're not prepared one bit because you never had it before like that,
And
you
then who
know.
teaches this, right? Who teaches this in school? Who
Nobody.
teaches these stuff like this at home to prepare for this type of stuff? Nobody talks about anxiety disorders or that you just have a disordered relationship with your emotions and your anxieties and how to respond to it. So thankfully there's programs like this. But tell me then, well, once you really accepted, man,
That it was anxiety.
yeah, what do you try to do to stop it, to fix it? What do you do?
I think it took about maybe like 1.5 months of just feeling like pure crap, you know. It's
Yeah.
like, and then I realized that if it's so much cognitive stuff that I'm feeling now, it can't be the heart, it can't be kidneys, it can't be anything like that, you know. So
Okay.
then I had to own up to it. It was like it has to be some kind of anxiety.
Right.
So
Okay.
I went to a normal doc first, and she was like, yeah, you had it bad, man. You are worried about everything, and you have been coming here like 10 times this year, and you are 110% healthy.
Yeah.
So we haven't found anything at any time of
Right.
what you have been talking about. So it's 100% sure it's anxiety. And we have checked all the blood work you can check on a human being. And
Wow.
you don't have a single fault, you know. So
So
then it was
anxiety.
just like, this is anxiety. So, and but then I was like, oh, maybe I have PTSD because of all the bad stuff. And then I
Right.
thought I had CPTSD, and that's even worse. And then she was like, oh, maybe you have GAD, like general anxiety
Right.
disorder. And then like, oh, maybe you have OCD. I was like, how many stuff do I got, you know?
All the letters. All the letters of the alphabet. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, right?
was like, fuck man, I have like seven different things, you know. And so she wrote out a lot of like, you know, like benzos and stuff because I knew I didn't want to get on a SSRI because I'm a pharmacology major and I know that they don't even know why they write it out to a person that has anxiety. So I don't want to be one of those lab rats for that. So I didn't do that, but I took all the benzo I could get hold of, you know, so. And Atarax and all kinds of stuff and sleeping help and but after like 3, 4 weeks, maybe like 5 weeks on the benzo, it started kicking back, you know. So I got like major hangovers that gave an anxiety that was 10 times worse than without benzo. So without talking to the doctor, it was almost like the same time as I found Sean's videos online, I was like, this ain't working. I'm gonna become a drug addict, you know, if I don't stop this, you know. Because I was looking for a reason to take one, you know, and that's not a good idea, man. So I actually saw Sean's video. The first video I saw was I think it was the one with Jeff, his success story. And Jeff, he's a lot like me as a person, you know, he's training a lot and he's a go-getter and he's the type of person that is a leader and always been, you know. So, but also the way Sean talked to him, it's like, damn, both of these dudes, they've had the exact same shit as me, man. And it was like, I thought I was alone, you know. Because I felt so alone that whole time for those like 5 months before I saw the video. It was like, I'm the only person that has this shit, you know. I'm going crazy. I thought I was getting schizophrenia or, you know, any kind of other disease like that, you know. And then I started looking at Sean's videos, and maybe after 1 week, I started the alarm because I downloaded, you know, the guidelines and the blueprint. And I started on my own. And just after like 4 or 5 days, I felt like this is what I need to do, man. It was like, I really need to do this. And I can't be on benzos doing it. So then I actually stopped cold turkey. Yeah, with
Yes,
both the pants.
you and I can relate to that, which we
Yeah, I
know is
know.
not what we recommend, because then it feels
No,
like
fuck no.
that.
No. And I was only on them for like 1.5 months, maybe. If you're on them for like 2 years and you stop like that could actually be dangerous, you know. So, but I stopped cold turkey and I stopped the sleeping meds at the same time and then, you know, all hell broke loose. So but I continued the alarm anyway. And after like 2.5 weeks, I was like, I'm not going to be able to do this on my own. It will take like years for me to do this on my own. So I talked to my wife because she had sponsored me a lot. I didn't have a salary back then now either. I was like, can I take out the funds to go this course, you know, and have that kind of support? And she had already seen that I was changing a little bit in, you know, especially in the attitude towards it. So she was like, hell yeah, just take out the money and let's rock and roll, you know. So and the day after I talked to one of the I don't remember his name. I think his name was Mark or something like that. The guy that because I sent the email that I was interested, and then he reached out to me and then we had a talk, you know. And I was so afraid that he was going to be one of those sales persons. You know, like, yeah, you have to do the really advanced course. That cost like 5 times more, man, but you need it. And he was the opposite. He was like, hey, man, with your background, I don't think even you are that driven as a person. I don't think you even need the full mentorship. So maybe you should try out the academy. And I was like, how much is the difference? It's like one third. And I was like, what? Is he actually selling down? I I was like, what is happening? Being a salesperson myself for 12, 13 years before, that's not the normal deal. So then I started trusting it a lot more. And the day after, I paid in full, and it was the 15th of May.
Okay. Okay. And here we are.
It's a long
15th
time
of
ago now.
December.
So yeah. And I had my first call with Mirka, and I had my first group call also with Mirka. And it was like, and when I met all those people, I had so many questions because I was still convinced I was the worst case. I was the original snowflake, nobody has this as bad as me. And after the first call, 1.5 hours, they had taken up like 12 different questions out of my 20 most asked questions in my mind.
Wow. Okay.
I was like, I'm not alone.
So you felt like you were in the right place with the right time with the right people.
And after talking to Mirka that one-on-one after one, and she told me that because I was really trauma-driven and I felt a lot sorry for myself. So, and she actually told me off, like, you're way, way too full of yourself, man. It's like this is not trauma. Nobody died, man. So this is not a real trauma. And I was like, oh, maybe it's not. No, so let's start healing together instead. And I was like, okay, let's fucking heal, man. That's why
Tell
I'm
us
here.
more about
So
that. Like you told us how you found the program and you've started to get into it before I even asked, which is awesome. Your experience in the mentorship, meeting some of the mentors in here. I've had a chance to mentor you. You mentioned some other names. But the community, the way how it's put together, what we teach, the support, what was that like for you just being in there? Did
it's
you
like,
find that it was conducive for learning, transformative? Did you get just the right enough tough love and quality time? Talk to us about
but
that. What was that like?
it's like it's the opposite of a negative emotional storm. It is the positive emotional storm instead, the program I found out. So at first the courses are excellent, so you get the knowledge behind why this is happening to you, because if you don't know that, you can't actually move on. So I did all the courses really fast. But it was like the courses, it's one thing to know stuff, but it's another thing to implement it.
Correct. Got to apply.
So, and to apply it for your life. So, and that is where the mentors and the community come into play. Because the other stuff you can actually get for free from shop. Most of it, if you piece it together. So people think that it's, and it's doable for some people, not a lot, I think. But the help with the mentors on the one-on-one calls when you're having a really, really bad week, and somebody like gives you both tough love, normal love, and the way forward. It's all in one 30-minute call. And then you have all the community with your new group of friends that everybody has the same stuff as you. You will never ever find that in a normal healthcare system anywhere. I'm
Wow,
100% of that.
those are
So
anxiety forums online where people just fear-monger and put all of this junk.
it's more like, and it's also the way the community is built up with those different kind of forums inside, where you have like, if you have a question, you must have a win first. It gives such a different mindset, especially when you're deep in the cycle, that you have to think about the positive thing. It doesn't matter how small it is. And it's really often I find when I read the other person's, it's like they think it's a small, small win. But in fact, it's a huge win. Because that in the first, you don't realize that the mindset shifts are the big wins. It's not like when you expose yourself You think you're doing it. I was one of those, you know. I'm going out with a car. I'm like terrified. I have DPDR driving the car, you know. But I wasn't supposed to drive anywhere that day.
So you just created things to do because you
Yeah.
thought you had to expose yourself, and you
Yeah.
realize we teach different things here. This is
Yeah.
this golden nugget, by the way. This is really great stuff you're sharing.
Yeah, and it's so important that you actually do the stuff you're supposed to do. And you can live your life again like it's supposed to be lived. That's actually, for me, it was the reason for me joining, because I never thought I could get to the stage I am now. I just wanted to get my life back so I can have a work, I can take care of my wife and, you know, not be afraid of just hugging her. You know, it was like crazy stuff in the beginning. So, I would be happy if I just can live my life again and not be inside the apartment the whole time. And that mark I passed maybe like after 1.5, 2 months. Then I was out, and we fixed the cabin, you know, the one
I
down
remember.
outside of Gothenburg. And you know, the first time I went further than 30 kilometers, it was down to the cabin, and it's like 500 kilometers. And I drove the whole way down. And before that, I was like 1 month before that, I was afraid of driving 2 kilometers. That's the difference, you know, the course does, and all the encouragement of the mentors and the community. Because the mentors can't be on the forum 24/7. But it's always going to be a couple of your buddies there. So it is like a 24/7 service. It's just that maybe like half of the time it's your community buddies that are there helping you. And that gives a sense of both belonging and never being alone.
So a lot of support.
Yeah, and that support is like, that is, it's worth so much more money than what I paid for the course. I can tell you
I
that.
remember being a client of this program
Yeah.
years ago, not knowing I would even become a coach, but here I am 5 years
Yeah.
later, and I've seen maybe over 1,000 people have come through this program since I've been a mentor. That's how many
Yeah,
people
probably.
we've helped. That's how many people we've helped. And it's
Yeah.
amazing. They have their lives. They don't depend on meds. And you know what I think is really cool? The mentors didn't study something or read a book to become a mentor.
No.
They went through this. They've overcome. Many of them were clients of this program
Yeah,
and
almost
became
all of them.
mentors. I was one of the first, right? And
Yeah,
so
you were the OG, Jim.
me and Sean, Sean's the guy that helped me. And
Yeah.
I'm so grateful for him and this program. And of
Yeah, me
course,
too.
you've had a
It
chance
changed my
to
life
join.
forever.
Yeah. Well,
Because
thank
with
you
the
so
help
much
in
for sharing
Sweden,
that, man.
it's always to take away symptoms. It's never to heal anything. So you can actually be stuck in this for the rest of your life. Because there is nothing like this here. And I know it's the same, you know, because we have Norwegian, you know, people, and we have Finnish, and we have Dutch and everything. And I think this is the same all of Europe. I don't know about the US, you know, but in the European countries, there is no healthcare taking care of people that has a problem with feeling their anxiety. You know, it's like just pump them full of meds and get them on sick leave. That's their
Hey, well,
version
I have the
of
chance to
care,
work
you
with
know.
people from all over the world, and I'll say it's similar in terms
Yeah.
of US or Caribbean, where I'm from. There's so many countries that, and there are people right now just heard you say that, PA, and they're shaking their heads in agreement. I could tell.
Yeah. Yeah, I know there is.
We're about to post this, and I'm telling you,
Yeah.
while we're recording this, because of the past clients we've had from different areas of the world, they can relate to what you just said.
Yeah, and
And
you know, 7 months ago, I was one of those persons looking at these things, and now I'm in one. You know, it's crazy because I never thought that it could happen. Actually, I wanted it to happen, and I was gonna fight for it because
Well,
I'm a fighter ship, you know.
you definitely were looking and you found it. And on
Yeah.
that note, then tell me. I mean, whatever else you would like to share, I just have one final question then. If you could bring yourself back to that guy who is at the lowest low, and there's a lot of people looking at this right now who are desperate for relief, what would you say to them? That lowest point, they've felt like they tried everything. Maybe they came across this program now. Well, like, what would you say to that person in terms of hope or whatever message you would have for that? Talk to that guy.
I almost get a little bit emotional because I remember still being that person, you know, looking at your recovery vid and Jeff's and Mirka's, and it's you have to believe that you can get recovered, because a lot of doctors will tell you that it's no way of recovering from this. And with normal healthcare, you can't, probably. If you don't find a way inside somehow, like I did those many years ago, but I didn't get any help from any doctors, you know. So I think you have to take, I know it's like hard. You have probably tested everything to get relief. You have tested medicine, CBD, all kind of mushrooms. You know, you probably tried everything and nothing works. But I can say to 100% sure that this works. And I don't use anything of those other stuff whatsoever any longer. And I actually, when you join the program, burn your ships, man. There is only one way out. And that's accepting that you're feeling what you're feeling. And let your body heal on its own, because it won't heal on any meds. So trust the program, become a part of the community, trust your mentors, and do the work. It is you that are going to heal yourself. Shiv is going to help. Kaylee going to help. Sean going to help. But it's you that are going to do the work. So, and that's also when you have the day I am having today, you will become grateful for everything you have been taught, but you will also have like a core value inside that will never ever get away, that you fucking nailed something that wasn't possible. And it was you yourself that did it, and you will never ever forget that. And you will never ever forget the gratitude to all the people that were involved either. That's why I can vouch for BBP 1000%. And I will do that to the day I die.
That's powerful stuff,
It
PA. Wow,
is
Mike.
something different. It doesn't exist in normal healthcare system. And a lot of people get really abused in those systems, and they take way too much meds. So they can't even think a clear thought. It is sad, but it is a way out. You can join the program, do the work with the alarm process, and just keep at it, even when days are tough. You have to get you have to show courage, you have to be determined, and you have to want it. But if you have those three and you let people help you reach that way, then you will get recovered. But also understand that the meaning of this program is not total recovery. The meaning is to get your life back and live your life. Down the end, you will become totally desensitized. But that's not the goal. That's a result of doing, living your life. And the
Wow.
problem is, people think too much about symptoms. After a while, when you've been doing this, like I had some symptoms coming on with you. Did I care? No. Was that going to hinder me from helping thousands of other people that have to have the same problem as me? Hell no. And that's what this program gives. It's something different. It's like, and it will never ever go away from you. You will have it inside to the day you die.
Wow. That's powerful. I mean, the fact that you mentioned before, the surface confidence, but not the core confidence,
Yeah,
I guess
that's the
that's what you're
difference.
talking. I guess that's what you're talking about now. Now you
Yeah.
have that core confidence that you'll never lose.
Yeah.
That's amazing that you've did that, done that work to get to that point, and the program helped you to build that.
Yeah, I
And
did.
man, any final words? You've been amazing, by the way. I'm sure there's a lot of people who are gonna blow up in the comments in there, and they're gonna be like, is this guy a mentor too? Or is it like, because I'll tell you
Who
guys,
knows? Who knows?
PA has been
Not right
in the
now.
group sharing a lot of support. He's whether we're on group calls or in our posts in our community or private community, he helps
I'm going to stay
everybody.
for at least 3 months extra just to help out the community. And that's my
Wow.
giving back. You know, it's, when you get friends that close and they haven't really reached to your point, if you bail on them, that's not me.
Yeah,
I
you're a real
don't
team
want to
player,
be
man.
that person, you know, like, because they become like a second family to me. And it's the same with you guys. Like, you and me have talked a lot, Shiv, you know, and I talked a lot to Merck, and I've been talking a lot to Sean, and I've learned so much from you guys. You know, it's like, because I was like a child in a lot of ways. I
Right.
was really reactive and I was angry and
Yeah.
I didn't take any responsibility for me and my actions. And I will never be that person again after this, you know. So, and
Wow.
I want to serve the people, because I've actually done a rather hard course as a personal trainer and level 4 national coach at the same time as I'm recovering.
Wow.
And I actually passed it last Friday.
Congratulations, man. That is awesome.
Yeah, and I actually started the business. I like 5 weeks before ending the course, I already have like more than 10 clients.
That's amazing. That's transformation from
Yeah.
7, 8 months ago,
I
kind,
couldn't go
home
out.
by
I couldn't
yourself.
go outside of the house, Chip.
Wow.
And
That is phenomenal.
the first lesson I had was in June. I had only been 1 month in the program, and I could still have that lesson. Like 1.5, 2 months before that, I wouldn't have gone there at all. I wouldn't have left the apartment. So it's not like people think it will take like 2, 3, 4 years. If you give it your all, it won't take that time.
And of course, work with the right people, have the right mentors, and
Yeah, of course. Then I mean in the program, man. Otherwise, it can take 10 years.
Man, PA, thank you so much for be doing this today and your time. I
Yeah.
know there's a lot of people appreciating you now here. And any final thing before we close off, and I'll share with them how they get in touch with us.
No, it's just believe in yourself, believe in the program, and do all the work necessary. Don't put your luck in other people's hands with meds only. If you need meds at start, that's okay. A lot of us do. But you have to do the real work, regardless if you're on meds or not. And I think everybody need to hear that, you know.
I definitely did need to hear something like that years ago, and I'm very grateful I found it. And I'm grateful I get to be part of this. It's no longer just a program, man. It's a purpose, it's a cause, you
Yeah.
know. And we've really seen a lot of transformations. And of course, we've got what 50 plus success stories, and you're another one to add to
Yeah.
it. And we'll keep producing them because we know there's a lot of people who are about to graduate similar to you, right? Like they've come through the course, you've seen their development. And they're close to it too. So thank you
No,
so much, man.
and it's also so many people that has could have had a success story that doesn't have, because they are shy people. They don't want to be on YouTube on a big platform. So it's
But
not
did
like
really well.
50 people has totally recovered. It's like
Exactly.
way more.
We've had many over the years, many. But of course, you know, different
Hundreds, yeah.
factors affect if they come on YouTube or not. But we want
Yeah,
to
of
thank you
course.
for
It
being
depends
that
on what
person.
kind of work you're in and everything. If you're a police officer or you're military or you're a doctor, you can never have this goal.
We've had quite a lot. You would be amazed as to how many. Well, you know the community, but
Yeah.
in all the years before, the different types of people, different backgrounds, We've had all kinds of professions, PhDs, double PhDs.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter,
We
man.
have a lot of doctors now.
We do, actually.
Have like five just in the turtle gang.
Yeah. Man, PA, this has been awesome. I've done
Yeah.
a lot of these success stories, and I had a really great time sitting here and just listening to you and bringing us back from, where you started to where you're at now. You've added a lot of value. I thank you for that.
Yeah, no
And
worries, man.
folks, guys like PA believe in you. He's encouraging you guys now to take that step. You're
Yeah, sure,
courageous for
man.
going through what you're going through. And it's definitely a sign of strength and seeking the right help. And so if you guys do want to work with us, we'll put descriptions in the link here and how you get in touch with us. And our professionals will definitely have you in good hands, and we'll take it forward from there. So PA, thank you so
Yeah,
much.
I will see you guys inside.
That's awesome.